Got it, Rex.
Hey, mate. How you doing?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, good, buddy. I've got a bit of a disease, mate. I'll keep buying these fucking Subarus in and out of them over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
Use guys, basically, as soon as I buy one, I get these guys to give it a tune just to go over it. But I just wanted to confirm if the, are people keeping away from the 08 to 2 reason?
Sorry, your line just broke up there.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Is there a reason, is the 2008 to 2010 a problem model with oil galleries or something?
Yes, a little bit. Typically, they're the most, they're actually SDI.
I'm looking at either a bit of a modded up WRX and another one is an 08 STI that's had an engine build on it.
But I'd go for the STI.
They're an EJ257, yeah. They still have weak ring glands, do they, in stock form?
They do, but the WRX is going to be weaker.
All right, so still...
Stay away from the WRX.
Are all the EJ25s weak?
Weak? Not weak in particular. They are easy to break if you've done the wrong things to them, like if it's modified and not true, that all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Because I had are the EJ20s a better motor than the 25?
It really depends on what you're using it for. So the 25, you can make more power. The EJ20s are more reliable, but you just can't make the same power.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So my last one I had was the 02 STI that was built by fucking... Is it Louis Garage?
Leo's Garage. Yeah.
But he did a built EJ257 with a semi-closed deck. Does that mean... What does that actually mean?
That's just a standard 257. Yeah, so that's just a standard 257.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, no worries.
So the semi-closed deck is factory on... What's that, sorry?
So this 08 STI that's for sale at the moment with the built motor...
Yeah.
I think you sort of said it's got rods, forges, it's got a Blouch 10-centimetre turbo.
Okay, so it's pretty heavily modified too.
Yeah, like, is it a bit of a fucking risky one, I guess? Like, but
it really depends on the car, who's tuned it, like, how old that engine is, who's built it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to say without seeing the car.
Yeah, fair enough.
But then if you bought like an 08 WRX standard, I wouldn't recommend it.
Oh, so sort of keep away from this. Go for the STI then.
Yeah, don't buy a WRX. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Very, very prone to breaking because people will just mistreat them more because they're a cheaper car.
Yeah.
So they're a lot more prone to breaking.
Yeah. And so anything with a 207 is probably a pretty safe buy.
The 207s are normally, they're pretty decent.
They're the better, they're the stronger sort of ones.
It's a safer bet, yeah.
Yeah. Because they make less power than the 257 or because
they're internally they're stronger. So they're actually a forged motor, the 207s, from factory.
So does that mean sort of anything from 2002 to 2000 and
five.
Oh, current, isn't it? Like 25,
No, they're all EJ25s, except for all the Japanese ones. Anything that's like JDM will be 207.
Oh, because there's a Hawkeye for sale, and it's got it's actually pretty tidy, but it's got a 207.
Yeah, that'll be an import.
Is there anything to worry about those? Or?
Not really, just if they're rusty or not.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, the imports can be rusty sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Thanks for that, yeah.
No, easy.
Oh, well, once I land something, I'll book it in. Is Warwick still tuning there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cool. Oh, cool. I'm excited, mate. When I land something, I'll book it in for a tidy up, just a safe, like, bit of a health check and a tune.
Yeah, done. Easy.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Cheers.
All good. Thanks. See ya.